universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. This past weekend, I guest preached at a church in Illinois, about 50 miles away from St. Louis, and it was a nice situation. I'd been there once or twice before, Zion Lutheran Church, and the pastor was there, so he did most of the service. I just preached, and then, of course, greeted people afterwards, and actually there was a person who was blind there, and I went out for lunch and chatted with her. But what struck me was the order of service and some of the hymns and how much they focused in and around that of a king and his kingdom. Both the liturgy from the Lutheran Church, and I can add the Roman Catholic liturgy, they all emphasize the pomp and circumstance, and that's of a majestic king. There's that phrase in there, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy. Well, those are the words petitioned to a king. O King, have mercy. And then we sang a hymn, a very familiar one to probably many of you. All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Certainly the crown talks about the kingdom. The royal diadem, if I remember right, and I know you'll correct me if I'm wrong out there, listeners, the diadem was the scepter. It's a part of the royalty, noting that he is the king who holds the diadem, holds the power. And there's so many other of these verses that talk about kingship. Verse 4 even says, Hail him, ye heirs of David's line, whom David's Lord did call. David was the king of Israel and noted as the great king. And as I was thinking about all this, I thought, can I really relate to a king? Well, yes, and well, no. I mean, in the United States, we have a democracy, or a modified democracy called a republic. We elect people who then represent us, who make decisions. Yes, we have a president. Some presidents, I'm joking here, act more like royalty than others. Some are very down to earth. But the whole point of this government that we have, started in 1776, was to overthrow the King of England and to let there be representation, because the people believed there was no representation and there was too much taxation. Well, as I thought about it then, here's a couple things that relate to kingdom. And it'll relate to us here in this devotional or this thought, as well as to those of us who have a disability. The king's word was absolute. What he said, boom, it was law. And we think that now about the government. Well, yes and no. The government takes days, if not weeks or months, to make legislation before it becomes law, and the president has to sign it in. And so sometimes it takes long times, and then it can be reversed by a different president. Well, when the king said it, boom, it was the law right then, and it would be done very swiftly. Also, in a kingdom, if you protested, and there are protests going on around the United States for all various reasons. Here in St. Louis lately, we've had some more protests because people have felt they're unjustly treated by the police officers. Well, these are private and, now, I'm sorry, these are peaceful public demonstrations. It's allowed. If you were in a kingdom, the king would just walk in and his soldiers would take and massacre the people. That's a kingdom. I don't like it. Boom, get it rid of. And if a soldier said, I don't know, my lord, well, the king could turn to another soldier and say, chop him down and take his place. Shh, boom, it'd be done. I mean, it's very quick, swift, and it's just, you know, no chance. A king also, if he was a good king, it was good. But if he wasn't, oh my, the taxes he could imply upon the people and extract. And then he would also take their children to be in his war machine, because if he's not a good king, he would be a greedy king, wanting more land, more property, more whatever. And that's taken by force. And so the people were at a total disadvantage if he's a bad king. A good king, then there was peace and prosperity, and he would protect the people from the marauders, and all would be good. It'd be very swift and quick, though. Not much deliberation, no judge, no jury. Well, here's the interesting thing, too, as it relates to us today, and then to us as people with a who might have a disability. Our God is fine with being our king. The question is, are we fine with him being our king? Lots of times we aren't. No, I don't want it this way. And so we don't have him as the king of our lives. We want to be our own kings of our lives. We rule. Well, no. That's an interesting thing that many scriptures point out, that we as human beings are a servant of somebody. Are we a servant to sin or a servant to God? But we'll serve one or the other. And if it's to sin, well, that's ourself. We're our own servant. We'll be our own mastery. Well, then we don't want God and his rule. And so then we're on it on our own. And that includes at the end of time. And then it can be buffeted and knocked around. Now, if, however, we trust in this king and look to him for protection and mercy, we know that he will ultimately come through, and that we then understand who we are. We're not much. We're not a mighty warrior. We are a person with a disability, not only physically, but spiritually we are disabled. And we therefore cling to and ask for his mercy. And our God has said time and time again in the Bible, with smiles, he gives his mercy when we call upon him for that. And as we do, then he becomes our heroic king, racing to our victory, always coming at the right time. Might not be the time we want. Even as we're suffering and dying with cancer, he might not come when we want. But he does come at death to bring us to eternal life. Because he, the king, instead of chasing us into battle, forcing us to fight his battle, he fought our battle on the cross. He fought against the foe, death, the devil, and our sin. And he won. He rose victorious from the grave. And so he is our victorious king. And so even when we die, we don't. We live because he lives. So, as I was thinking about this last service on this last Sunday about Jesus being our king, no, I can't really relate to it, but yet I kind of can. It's not like the governments of the Western world of democracy and republic. It's really more of an authoritarian. And the other question would be then, picking up on that other phrase I said, we're always a servant of one or the other. Do we want the devil to be our authoritarian? The cruel tyrant that he is? Or do we want Jesus to be our king and have him rule in authority? And when we trust in him, we have his promises of what he will do. And in that way, I can kind of relate to this kingdom thing. Also, reading in history and hearing about kings helps me understand even more how harsh they can be, but how wonderful they can be. Bringing again to bear what our God does for us. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you are our King and that you reign supreme over sin, death, and the devil, and that of your love and kindness, you came and won us back from our evil foe and have won the victory over death, and that you rule in our lives with your mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And help us to be your willing servants. Help us to do so in service to others. We ask it, Jesus, in your name. Amen. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus@not-alone.net.